If you have any money in the stock market, you may be experiencing something these days that the human mind evidently doesn't tolerate very well, a sense that the world is unpredictable and beyond your control. And by sheer coincidence, the journal Science published a report today about that very feeling. It can make people believe in illusions and conspiracies, as NPR's Dan Charles explains.
We humans are always looking for patterns in the world around us.
As kids, you look up into the sky and you say, oh, you know, that cloud is shaped like a dog. It's shaped like a hat.
That's Jennifer Whitson, who teaches at the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas. When she was in graduate school, Whitson started thinking about cases where people saw patterns that weren't really there.
Whether it was vast worldwide conspiracies that did not exist, making superstitious connections, seeing trends in the stock market that didn't exist.
Anthropologists say superstitions are most common among people who feel their lives depend on things beyond their control. Pacific Islanders who fish out on the open ocean, for instance, or baseball pitchers. Whitson thought that this feeling, lack of control, might be a reason why lots of people see patterns that aren't real. And she devised an experiment to test the idea. She recruited volunteers and tried to induce in half of them a feeling that they lacked control. One device was a rigged intelligence test.
No matter how hard they tried, half the time they were told they were correct and half the time they were told they were incorrect, and there was no correlation with their actual correctness.
In another approach, she got them to relive times when they felt powerless, for instance, in a car accident when they weren't driving. The remaining volunteers got to experience the opposite, a feeling of control. And then she tested them to see whether those who were in a mental state of lacking control were more likely to see patterns where none existed. In fact, they were.
We literally found people seeing images in static. They were given pictures that were just pure noise, like static on a television set. And we had those who felt like they lacked control, saying they saw significantly more images.
In hypothetical situations, these volunteers were more likely to feel they didn't get a promotion because someone in the next cubicle was sending lots of emails to the boss. They tended to think that a meeting went badly because they forgot their normal pre-meeting ritual, stomping their feet.
And significantly more likely to be worried about being sure to stomp their feet in the future.
In short, people who felt that the world was beyond their control became so hungry for patterns and connections, their minds started just making them up. But Whitson also found one way to help people see the world the way it really is. In a different experiment, volunteers who were feeling a lack of control got to talk about a personal value they consider important. And when these people saw static, they did not see imaginary objects. Maybe this could help in real life, Whitson says. When you're feeling powerless, maybe you should stop and think about what you really care about. You do have control over that. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.